Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Well, we move on now to the fourth Sunday of Lent and a river runs through it today, Peter.
Yes, we have Jesus at his best in parable telling, that he was a great storyteller, and I suppose with the Good Samaritan, this is probably the most famous of Jesus' parables, and so often quoted. So one looks for a film with a father and two brothers, and one that immediately comes to mind, at least to my mind, is A River Runs Through It. Back in 1993, directed by Robert Redford, and starring Brad Pitt before he became rather more famous. And it's a story of a father who's a minister up in those northern states of the United States in the Montana area. And the father has a great hobby in fly fishing and he wants his two sons to follow in that recreation and skill.
You're picking your brother up too much lately.
Why is it the people who need the most help won't take it?
I know how we can go down in history.
I understand it's changed the spelling of our name.
I want you to know I can help.
Enough!
Boys, what have you done?
You are in debt up to your damn neck.
I'll be fine.
Hang on!
One of them is the good boy, and he becomes an author and actually writes the book on which A River Runs Through It is based, played by Craig Sheffer. And Brad Pitt is the wild boy. And it's the father's, I suppose, love for both of them that's illustrated in this film, which, of course, is the story of the prodigal father, perhaps rather than the prodigal son. And he allows each son to be. The older son, the author, really doesn't do anything wrong. He goes away to study. He marries, comes back and has a family. Whereas the younger son gets involved in various, I suppose we could call them gangster activities, although perhaps out in the back blocks of America they don't have gangsters, but they have thugs. And he finishes up very badly, except that he has this love for his father, which has always been there deep in his heart, no matter what he did.
Now, we had Pursuit of Happiness, didn't we? So we do have a continuation of that father-son bond, albeit different.
Yes, I think with the parable of the prodigal son, we can emphasise the two brothers and the contrast as we must. But it's very interesting insofar as Jesus was telling a story about what God is like. And the father of the parable then is the image of God, who loves both sons. So in The Pursuit of Happiness, it's easy. He has a lovable little son. But in A River Runs Through It, there's the challenge then of the good son and the bad son and his need to love both, which is what God does for us.